Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When I poured myself in the car, I drove it on down to the bar. But they wouldn't let me in, cause I ain't a movie star. So I went to the Horseshoe on the Mall. The bouncer threw me out of town, and I didn't know what to do. So I picked up the phone and I called KSU, but the car block wouldn't let me through. And now I'm wishing for some drugs that would shrink to console me, but I'm never getting over Joe.
Hey, that's pretty good, Ken, on an all-request rejoin Friday. Who is that?
Reckless Kelly.
Wow, what's the name of that song?
Crazy Eddie's Last Hurrah.
Oh.
Great, great song.
Pretty good song.
All right. Where's Stiz Grimey, by the way? Stanley Stiz Grimey. Will you send him in here? Because I'm Instagram Live for Frozen Food Friday. And Wiggy has a blindfold on, which is weird. If anybody were walking by, they might wonder why Wiggy is blindfolded. But since everybody has been consuming an awful lot of frozen food, and Wiggy said that he loves the frozen entrees, we thought that we would see how well Wiggy can do. I think we have a total of five or six. I think we have a total of five different entrees, delicious entrees. And we're going to see if you can identify with, you only want to do one bite because you're on the Awaken.
Yes, I'm on the Awaken 180, so I can only do one bite. You know what I mean? And a good judge. I've been watching a lot of Food Network, and I watch a lot of like Chopped, or they got a lot of these cooking shows on, and a lot of the judges, they only take one bite.
Okay. The one that we're starting with is like, I think this one should be easy, because it has been a long time go-to frozen food entree choice, Danielle.
It's a staple.
It's a staple.
Yeah. Notorious.
And I think Wiggy is going to like the side also.
Yes,
I think so. The side is very good. Should I show it to the Instagram Live people so they know in advance?
Yes.
Okay, and Wiggy can't see because
I can't see anything.
But he has to get the side too. That's two bites.
If you want to join me for the Instagram Live, to find me on Instagram, it's Greg Hill WEEI.
I can't see anything. And do I have to cut it? Is it handheld? I mean,
handheld?
Well, you know, I mean, you wouldn't use a knife and a fork for like, let's say, a Hot Pocket.
Oh, you might if it's a little too hot.
Well, then, I mean, that's the temperature. I would wait till it cools off before I ate it. So what's the temperature on this thing?
22 grams of protein in this baby, by the way. That's what it says.
Where is it?
What's the sodium, Greg? Can you flip that over?
Yeah, but I can't do all these things. I have to take my glasses off to read the fine print.
Oh, right.
I got one hand on the... Where is this Grimey?
I don't know. I'm cooking. I'm in the kitchen.
Is he having a butt or something?
I think
probably.
So. 90 seconds left. This actually looks really good.
It's got 90. How long did you have to cook it for?
About 7 minutes total. You take it out after five, mix it around, hock a loogie in there, and then get it ready.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go.
And I'm real picky with my food, so this is a first.
I'm impressed, Wiggy, because I'm picky too, so yeah, I get that.
Danielle, is 1,460 milligrams of sodium a lot?
It's like half your daily sodium intake, guy.
No, it's 61% of your daily.
Oh, so it's more.
Yeah. And the good thing is the total grams of fat in this thing?
Yeah.
Only 32.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
So half your daily intake.
That's it.
What does Wiggy have to guess to get it right? Like how specific?
He just has to get the entree. I mean, if he gets the side, I think that's bonus points or whatever.
Okay. Right. The problem is, though, I can't see anything, so somebody's going to have to help me find the food.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
I can't
we'll be able
just
to do
just
that.
Feed it to you.
Don't worry. All right. I'm going to turn I'm going to turn the Instagram Live operations over to Stanley Stizgrimy, okay. Our vice president of social medias. And
or just to direct me, you put the fork in my hand and then
yeah,
kind
we'll do,
of direct
we'll do that.
Me.
We're waiting for the thing required like 4 to 5 minutes or something in the microwave, way more than we thought.
This thing better not. It's gotta cool off. Do I need a cooling period?
This is a trick.
Don't you
burn the roof of your mouth all the time when you're eating frozen food entrees? I mean, that's what always happens.
This looks like this Instagram Live video looks like something out of a bad movie.
Why?
Look, he's got the shirt over the head with the headphones
on. It's
over
a WPS
it.
Shirt, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, it's a WPS. It's hashtag WPS.
It's a doing. Okay, Stiz, never mind your own Instagram. Focus on what you're doing here. There we have on my Instagram, that is the entree. All right, it's being delivered. Curtis, you're supposed to serve from the left.
All right, where's
okay,
the,
food is served from the left.
From the left?
Other
yeah,
left.
Food is served from the left.
You're on the left.
Where's the fork?
Food is served. That's what I remember from my server days,
okay.
Ken.
So let me get
I was
this
a great,
the
by the way, one of the greatest waiters
where's
of all
the dish?
Time.
Oh, really? Because I don't want to put my hand in it.
Don't have him put. God. Can you guys help him cut a bite? He's going to take a bite of the protein product first, like the main entree.
All right.
I feel like a big
Stiz, how's the Instagram looking? Good? All right.
Okay. It's a big bite.
We're Instagram Live. This is Wiggy's frozen food. Okay.
Yeah, don't cut it for him, Curtis.
Mouth.
There you go.
Don't
nice.
Put it in.
Slice
yeah,
it up.
Just give me the fork.
Don't put it in his mouth, Curtis.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Just give me the fork.
By the way, all these phrases Curtis has heard before.
Oh. it just dripped. It dripped on Wiggy.
Oh, it dripped on. Oh, no. He got
oh, no.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, Curtis wiping Wiggy down is like the most Buckingham Palace thing I've ever seen.
Do I have it?
This is amazing.
It's got some heat coming off of it. Okay.
Oh, holy hell.
Is he eating it? I can't. Okay, he is eating it. All right, this is frozen food entree number one. Now, this is the main course. This is not the side.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Really?
No, not bad at all.
Does it taste like sodium?
It's got a little bit of gravy on it.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of brown gravy, yeah. I would have to say.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. That right, by the way.
Yeah, a little bit of, and it's, you know, this is kind of a classic right here. I'm going to say, is it like Salisbury steak?
Nailed it!
Bam!
Number one, you nailed
Look at
it.
That.
I said that was the easiest one.
Yeah, well, that is.
But you nailed it.
Do I need the sides? Is that
what
you
said? Yeah. If you can get the side, it's bonus points. You don't have to get the side in order to finish the task.
Wrong way. Here, I'll bring it here. Here you go, buddy.
But
this is great on Instagram Live. Very well done.
So good.
The side?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
A texter says Wiggy looks like he's about to rob a market basket.
Hey, really? They told me to put something over my face for Corona. I have it on the fork?
Yep. Keep going.
This is gonna kill our ratings, but oh well.
This is the side.
That's the side.
That is the
side. That needs sugar. That's not black mac and cheese there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's definitely a pasta.
It is a pasta. Yes.
But you know, if it was a little sugar, it'd be mac and cheese. Black mac and cheese.
Okay. Are you saying that it's mac and cheese? The pasta.
If it is,
the side?
It's really plain. I could taste the texture of the pasta.
Wait a minute. This is shocking. You're saying that a frozen food entree is plain?
Well, that is plain right there.
Well, they put all the sodium in the Salisbury steak, so they couldn't put any more salt.
Even no cheese flavor for that if it is macaroni and cheese.
It's the flavor of cheese.
That's just
It's
a,
not cheese. It's the flavor
that's
of cheese.
That's the thought of cheese.
That's a pasta noodle.
Yeah. Yes.
That's just
What kind of sauce?
Warm.
What kind of
As
sauce?
As opposed to a non-pasta
With sauce?
Noodle.
Right.
That's
As opposed to a kelp noodle, Curtis.
That's no taste sauce is what that is. I don't know. I think it's macaroni and cheese, but it's definitely a pasta.
You get half points for that.
Yeah. What is it?
What you just consumed,
mm-hmm.
Entree number one.
Can I take my blindfold off?
Yes, you can. You can take your blindfold off. That was the...
I told you it was mac and cheese.
Yeah. Well, it's actually rotelli pasta in a creamy three cheese sauce.
So it's mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's not.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
great job, Wiggy.
That's by the people at Boston Market, by the way.
What are the three cheeses? I want to know, because they're obviously all bland cheeses.
How does one find that?
Not very good.
Would that be in the ingredients?
Probably in the ingredients.
That wasn't very good, that macaroni cheese. They
like
definitely,
hydrolyzed cheddar cheese powder.
They need some sugar in that. It's not like my wife's Black Mac.
Nothing is, Wiggy. No, literally nothing is.
Yeah. But the Salisbury steak wasn't bad.
Hold on a second. We may have discovered fraud. In the ingredients for the cooked enriched macaroni product?
Yes. Oh, it's a macaroni product. Yes. Love that.
It says half and half.
Okay.
Cheddar club cheese.
Club cheese.
And that's it. There's no other cheese mentioned.
Wow, two sauce.
They said it was a three cheese. Well, later on, down at the bottom, it says cheese flavor.
So you get the cheddar cheese flavor later on.
Oh.
Yeah, that
one. And there's also blue cheese flavor if you look at the third to last line.
Oh, blue cheese flavor. Yes. Okay.
There was none of that in there.
It's the
flavor. And I like blue cheese. I'm a blue cheese guy.
You nailed the Salisbury steak. Yeah, I think go at it.
But I think the Salisbury steak is that's the kind of like the basic, the go-to. So everybody should kind of nail Salisbury steak.
As LB used to say, the GO2, the go-to.
Correct.
Yes, that is definitely the GO2.
Stanley, we can cut the Instagram live.
Well done, Wiggs.
That's unbelievable. So
and
one
I got
for one.
The temperature was perfect.
Was it?
Good, yeah, chef.
It was prepared perfectly by Curtis?
Yeah, prepared perfectly.
Sorry for spilling on you, bud.
It's all right. It wasn't cold and it wasn't too hot. It was just perfect. So it allowed me to get one good bite and then, you know, have all the flavors do a good dance in my mouth.
Well. Curtis is good at making the frozen entrees.
All right.
the period of time where you lived on those. All right. Now, Curtis, what do we have? We have four entrees left?
Yes. We have a bunch of food left, so we got to get cooking.
But if you're keeping track at home, Wiggy is one for one.
Yep.
One for one. This is Mike from Wakefield. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Greg, Danielle? How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike? What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to address your lead, Danielle, as a longtime full-time Instacart shopper.
Yes, I was thinking of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm currently in line at a Market Basket. I've been in line for about 20 minutes. I'm about to get to the entry of the store. I just want to give people a little perspective on these people who like to put up big tips and then decide to take them away.
Yeah, so this was, Mike, Danielle's lead was that people are setting up Instacart deliveries for groceries at home, saying they're filling out a big tip so that you and others actually bring the groceries, and then they're going back in and changing the tip to zero because they're not nice people. They're horrible people.
Yes, they are. And I'd like to let people know that the tip is 75% of our pay, just to give you an idea right
there. Wow.
So we drive because Instacart takes away money as people give us more. That's just what they do. They're kind of a shady company.
Yeah.
But we'll get past that for a second. So this is a typical day for me. I shop about 5 to 8 stores every single day when your bitch asses don't want to go to one, first of all. Second of all, I drive 20 to 30 minutes to the store that you want me to go to. I spend up to 20 minutes waiting in line to get into the store. I spend an hour shopping for your groceries. I service every need that you need, replacements, substitutions. I maintain an open line of communication. I package your things nice and safely. I wear gloves, disinfectant. And then I drive 20 minutes, half hour, 40 minutes to your house. So I've given you 2.5 to 3 hours of my time. So if you're going to post a big tip and then pull it away, I'm going to be very upset. Yeah. Here's some repercussions that we have as shoppers. We can report fraud to the company. Your account will be flagged. If it shows that there is a pattern of this, your account will be deactivated.
Whoa.
They're not stupid. If you try to activate another account under another person in your household, it's not going to go through. They're very serious about that right now. We're up to 1 week wait time. People are telling me they're waiting up till 2 o'clock in the morning to place an order.
Really?
Just because, we're that fast up, Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, dummies, we know where you live. Now, just putting that out there. I'm just putting that out there. I'm not that guy. And we also have social media groups that we share information on people who do us wrong.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Jeez. I mean,
so they can expose you real quick.
Yeah.
Isn't there an easy fix to this, though, Greg? When you initially book the Instacart and you put in the tip, that's deducted immediately. And then you can choose to add more later.
Right. They should take it out immediately. I mean, a lot of these.
Also, what she said.
When it comes to the business models on all of these food delivery things, they don't necessarily work. Like a Uber guy was telling me the other day that Uber cut down the amount of money they're paying on Uber Eats deliveries mm-hmm. to $3.
Oof.
So the guy is supposed to pick your food up,
right?
Bring it to your place in his car from wherever place you order it for $3.
Really?
I mean, what's the gas cost?
Right.
The gas
right.
has got to cost of, you know, I mean, gas is down to what?
Like $2.50, $2.25.
Yeah, depending on
where you're at. Yeah.
It's $1.99, I think, at Costco in Dedham.
Yeah.
It's cheap. But whatever it is, it's cheap.
What do you think the tip is on the, what should, I should have asked him what the tip should be on the Instacart, but it's probably like, what, 20%, 10%? What do you think?
I would hope at least 20% given these times.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're asking someone else to go into a potentially dangerous situation to shop for you because either A, you don't want to, or B, you're unable to. Mm. I feel like we should be kind of paying a premium for that at this point.
Yeah.
All right. And I'd want them to make sure that they're doing this the best way they can, keeping
right.
things as clean as possible.
Correct.
All right. Well, coming up during the news at 7:30, we will get to Florida, not like the rest of us. Even in quarantine, a Florida man found a way to flash his junk to others.
Of course he did.
So that's Florida, not like the rest of us, coming up during the news at 7:30. At 8:30 this morning, we will be joined by Governor Baker, and I will be happy to ask any and all of your questions. I will deliver my own softballs to the governor when he joins us at 8:30. He won't be talking to Ken. Kenny doesn't want you to be a part of the interview at all. But Governor Baker will join us coming up at 8:30. Right now, it is time to find out what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Moxie Soda. Distinctively different. I still think Governor Baker hates Curtis, not me, by the way.
Oh, you think it's Curtis?
Well, you said it was unspecified.
Oh, yeah, it was unspecified. All right, we'll find out.
Get to the
by the way,
that.
Your home continent can of Brookline
yeah.
apparently has also gone to the one-way sidewalks.
They have? I haven't noticed yes.
now.
So just a warning, if you're going to be walking or running in Brookline, then make sure that you're going in the right direction. One-way sidewalks to
that
keep everybody
huge.
From spreading germs over there in Brookline.
Great, great news. Now, there was some news from Adam Schefter yesterday, Wiggy's nemesis on ESPN. He says he's hearing there is strong conviction college football
yep.
will be played this season.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. And I mean, that's kind of what the reports are. And
did he mention the Bentley Falcons specifically?
No.
Okay.
Well, I think they fall under the umbrella of college football
okay,
and
good.
With fans in the stadiums.
With fans in the stadiums. Yeah. Tailgates okay? Are my Bentley tailgates going to be okay? Can you have a tailgate? Can you socially distant yourself during a tailgate? I mean, I...
All great questions.
Okay.
And there was an idea thrown up by Bob Huggins on the hoop side. He thinks they should start next fall with the NCAA tournament that was missed this year. Kick off the season with that.
Kick off the season with the tourney?
Yeah. And then have the regular season
Whoa,
do another
great, one. That's actually a great idea,
The
I
only
think.
Problem is that kids that were seniors, you're going to be different teams, so...
But can't the NBA allow them to play in the tournament just to final hurrah?
They're not going to do that. If they draft a guy, they're not going to run the risk of having him play in a tournament and potentially, you know, getting hurt, and he's going to be their focus on him playing in that NBA season, yeah. whether it's in the G League or on the regular roster.
I was listening to Dale and Keefe yesterday, and I heard mm-hmm. them kick off the show for the first hour discussing the NBA horse tournament.
Yes.
Oh.
I will not be watching that. Will anybody be watching that?
Well, it's sad.
Yeah,
it's
I don't really.
Why do they spend an hour talking about horse? I'm sorry, but I was sitting in the studio.
I don't know. Curtis, that's not your show. You worry about this one. Don't worry.
They did have Big Z on, another of Wiggy's nemesis.
Wiggy's favorite.
Yes, yeah. Wiggy, why weren't you on when they were interviewing Chara?
Well, I'd ask him why he was first pairing.
Hey, by the way, I went public with the news on the $50,000 donation to Restaurant Strong yesterday. Did you happen to see that?
I saw that. That was awesome.
So I just want to commend Tuukka Rask. Tuukka dropped $50,000 into the Restaurant Strong Fund here in Massachusetts.
Thank you, Tuukka.
So when you're complaining about athletes and what they do or don't do, we are so grateful for Tuukka. That'll turn into $51,000 grants for servers, bartenders, et cetera, who are out of work here in Massachusetts.
Did that come with a restraining order against Nick?
You don't even know who Nick is.
Tuukka is my favorite Boston athlete now,
he
by
is?
Far. I mean, clearly.
Really?
He's generous. He hates Fitzy. I mean, he's, well, he's funny, great demeanor.
Bergie is now the longest tenured athlete here in the city.
I saw that.
Now that Tom Brady is gone. Hmm. So.
Well, they're all getting older, but... Tonight, you've got Mutt, who is young and vibrant. 7 o'clock, he'll be the studio host for WEI Red Sox Classics across the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. It is ALCS Game 5 from the 18 run to a title. Tune in for that tonight. And if you're working from home, keep up to date with the latest COVID-19 news and Boston sports info. Listen to us on your smart speaker, WEI. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WEI. And that's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
It's an all request rejoin Friday, and that is my potential soulmate who requested Hammer to Fall. Did they request the live version from Queen?
Cat? No, that's my favorite version of it. That's at Live Aid, which is an unbelievable show.
That might be the best. This is not a popular thing to say, but that might be the best Queen song.
I kind of agree with you.
Of all time, Hammer to Fall.
I like it.
I love it. Let's check in on the Twitter poll. Curtis's lead at the start of the show this morning was the Seton Hall University study, which determined that 70% of Americans will not go back to a sporting event until there is a vaccine for coronavirus. So there was only 762 participants.
Yeah, margin of error was 3.6% within that study. And even
was that anecdotal evidence? Ken doesn't like the anecdotal evidence. He needs surveys of 50,000 people when it comes to medical tests in order to try a drug that might
all
save
the respondents
his life.
Were attached to a lie detector test, so it was fully real.
But 70% of those people will not be going to any kind of a sporting event until there is a vaccine. We put our own poll up on our Twitter feed this morning, and where's that at right now?
Would you attend a Red Sox game prior to the development of a coronavirus vaccine? 60% say no. 1,100 votes so far.
60% say no.
Yep.
That's not good news for sports and for the economy.
Nope.
So let's say that the Red Sox, let's say May 1, which is the date that they're bandying about apparently at the White House. Let's say May 1, things start to gradually open up again. And then let's say that, you know, what would you think, Wiggy? July 1st might be an appropriate time?
I would say July 1st. Yep.
And 60% of people will not go back to Fenway Park until there is a vaccine.
Well, I would think that you know, see, I think that maybe initially you'll get that, but I think ultimately you'll start to see quicker as the stadiums start to fill up if they are allowed to go back and people are now able to get testing and you know, those type of things, even without the vaccine.
But I think the Red Sox were already facing an issue. Because of the way this offseason's gone, they have no Chris Sale, they traded Mookie Betts, all of that. And Fenway was a, for whatever percent, 30%, 40% in the summer, was a tourist attraction. People went not really to see the game, but to be inside Fenway Park. Now that this is an issue, I don't think those people will be going.
See, and I think it's a little skewed because of, you know, maybe baseball. And I think, because I'm willing to bet you, if you said, okay, July 10th, the Celtics are in the playoffs, or the Bruins are in the playoffs. They're having their playoffs, and fans can go. You're telling me those, both of those are not to capacity?
I would think they would be.
Right. I think it's when you go back in May.
I'd go to a hockey game, or I'd go to a baseball
You'd
game.
You'd go now.
I would go now.
You spend your afternoon at the grocery store just for fun right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's scary.
There's nothing else to do.
You know,
I'm trying to get the herd immunity. I want the herd immunity.
Hey, Bill, how's the deli selection today?
How do I get the herd immunity?
You don't care about the rest of the herd while you're trying to get your herd immunity.
Free samples.
What do you think is riskier to your health? Getting the coronavirus or sampling the Boston Market Salisbury steak frozen entree that Wiggy just tried?
I would say the sampling of the Boston Market.
By the way, if you want to see what the entree looks like, the scrumptious entree looks like after Wiggy had a bite of it, full preparation, it's on my Instagram right now.
Nice.
Greg Hill, WEEI, to follow me on Instagram. And please, I think you'll note when you look at the entree, unfortunately, not enough cheese sauce. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, not enough cheese sauce on it. But Wiggy nailed it. That's entree number one. He nailed it. Salisbury steak. Entree number two coming up at 8. So Wiggy will try the second frozen food entree since that's all everybody has been eating for the last 4 weeks of quarantine.
Shrimp scampi looks great.
Oh, yeah.
No, no seafood.
I'll know from the smell.
By the way, you're not Catholic, I hope.
They got rid of that.
Kind of grew up.
Oh, they
Catholic.
Did?
They
yes.
did. They said that because people, I think it was a few weeks ago, actually, the Boston Archdiocese said that because so many people were relying on what was in their homes, it wasn't realistic to not have meat products as an option. So they lifted the Friday requirement during
oh,
Lent.
Okay.
All right.
So you're good. You're
I
safe.
Mean, I grew up Catholic, yeah. but I mean, I didn't really yeah. follow all the rules.
Because, I mean, it is Good Friday. Right. It's Good yeah. Friday today.
It is a Good Friday.
All right. Now, speaking of Leeds, this texter is, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they were enraged by my lead this morning with Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't say it in the right way at the start of the show. However, I don't think that we need to be determining that anything at this point is forever. So when it comes to shaking hands, call me irresponsible. Say I don't care about other people. I'm not abiding by the suggestion by Dr. Fauci mm-hmm. that this country, this society, should never shake hands again.
Right.
Never again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you weren't listening at 6, here's what Dr. Fauci said.
Don't anybody ever shake hands again. I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's the way it's really got to be.
Okay. Don't ever shake hands again.
Right. Yeah, I'm not really on that one. But I see the problem with this. I think it's what side are you on when it comes to, and it's crazy to think that you can actually say that, but when it comes to the corona fear, right? Because if there are people out there that say, well, we don't know where we're going to be come August, and it you know, maybe we won't be able to have fans of this and the other, then why can't I say, well, you know what? Hopefully the stadiums might be packed. We don't know if they're going to be packed.
Well, you can't say that because then you don't care about other people.
But nobody knows, though, right? If the professionals are telling us that they don't know from day to day so where we're going to be 3 months away.
Okay, but if he tells you to never shake hands again, you're never going to shake hands again with somebody?
Yeah, I don't know why he's saying that. Like, I mean, is he saying don't shake hands now with
can
anybody?
Can you never hug somebody again?
Right.
I mean, actually, you're kind of right on this one, Hillman, because it takes two to tango here. It takes the other person to agree to the handshake, unless you're, like, grabbing their hand and shaking it. So you're both entering, like, a contract of dumbness. Like, if you want to give it to each other, fine. I'm okay with that.
But if there's a vaccine, does he still say that? Is he still saying that? Don't shake hands?
Maybe, theoretically, but again, why would you be, if you're somebody who is going to be afraid of catching anything that you can catch, I guess you're probably never, this has done it for you. You're never going to shake hands with anybody again, because even if you get a corona vaccine, mm-hmm. You could still catch the flu from shaking hands.
Right.
You could still.
It's a lot of germs you can catch from shaking hands.
You could catch whatever the next potential virus is.
Now everyone is going to know how huggers feel, because I'm a hugger. So prior to this pandemic, it was always like you have to judge whether or not the person that you're meeting is a handshake person or a hug person.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to judge whether they're a handshake person. Like, do we have to wear a button?
No, I think that
you stick your hand out, they leave you hanging. You're like, oh, you're one of those. Okay, got it. No problem. So awkward.
I mean, do you think it's going to be the same way? Several texters have pointed out with sporting events or shaking hands or whatever that after September 11th, nobody was going to get on a plane ever again.
Right.
And then that changed.
What I said. Initially, you'll feel it, but, you know, people are going to be extra cautious, especially in the beginning. But, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months after that, it'll be back to business as
the
usual.
The threat wanes.
People forget.
Think about how many things you do on a daily basis that are exponentially more dangerous to your health than shaking hands that we will continue to do all the time.
Yes. Right. I'm not shaking hands, but but I'm going to get on the Tinder or the Bumble and have a rando come over.
If anything,
there's a payoff there. I mean, risk reward.
You know what this does?
Well, wait, listen, Ken. When you're closing a deal, you're shaking hands and you're getting the payoff there.
well, you know what it does? It eliminates all the dirt buckets out there. All the people.
Ooh, the dirt bucket. I like that, Wiggy.
All the people that had horrible hygiene that didn't wash their hands when they went to the bathroom, that didn't use hand sanitizer, that would just, I mean, listen, before the coronavirus, the world was filled with a lot of a lot of DBs, man, a lot of dirt buckets. And now, hopefully, what this does is make you, you know, now when you shake a guy's hand, you go, okay, there's probably a really good chance he washed his hands every time he went to the bathroom today, where before, people were going to the bathroom, they weren't washing their hands. It just makes them be, you know, makes them think about being better at their hygiene.
How about LB? You told that horrifying story that LB never washed his hands going to the bathroom.
Well, his whole theory was that his penis was cleaner than anything he was going to touch in the bathroom. And I mean, he's a morning shower. He's probably not wrong. I mean, LB was kind of a germaphobe. You like to brush it through.
Yeah, but if you're touching your junk and then you want to shake my hand without washing hands, yeah, that's...
Wiggy 978 texter is handshaking WPS.
No. We just call it dapping.
Okay. Well, you can do that.
But isn't
elbow.
That different? Isn't dapping different?
No, because you're still, there's still hand-to-hand contact.
It's a touch, though. It's not a shake.
No, but it's like, you know, I can't really.
Semantics.
Yeah, it's like, you know, your hands are still touching each other.
Coming up.
Thank you, Neil Diamond.
It's like a high five, right? Even though a high five is not a handshake, it's still.
Well, then a dap's not a handshake by that definition.
Coming up, we're going to get to the news, and we'll get to Florida, not like the rest of us. Even in quarantine, a Florida man found a way to show off his junk to others. This is David. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, David?
Hey, well, I agree with you in that it's not reasonable to think that we'll never shake hands again, but it's also kind of showing a trait of his field with infectious disease control. Where if you think about it, it really is a germ-spreading practice. The same way that race car drivers are okay with the speed that they go, but everyone else is terrified of it. Yeah. The same way that people that deal with babies are super cautious, whereas someone else may be a little more reckless. The same way that health trainers are like, oh, God, you can't possibly have French fries more than twice a week without the world melting down. So he's not wrong with saying what he said. And, Wiggy, I think it would be absolutely foolish for sports to come. Even though I love them, it's foolish to think that sports could come back together before the end of the summer unless we know how many people are immune to this virus.
Yeah, all right.
But that's what we won't know, right? We might know.
Speaking of things that could kill you, Curtis, is this irony? A texter said they saw a person yesterday wearing gloves smoking a cigarette.
Oh, my God.
Is that irony?
Surgical gloves?
Yeah, they had the surgical gloves on while they were having their butt.
That's a all very right. wise move.
coming up next, we will get to the news with Danielle, and then at 8:30, we will be joined on this show by the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, answering all of your questions and all of our questions.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team! Assemble!
Hey, Curtis, on Instagram, you're being called out when it comes to your frozen food entree preparation etiquette.
Uh-oh.
Because I shared the picture of the first entree that Wiggy tried, and by the way, nailed.
Yes.
You can't understate the fact that Jerome Wiggins blind taste-tested frozen food entree number one and nailed the fact that it was Salisbury steak and had the three cheese mac cheese, but you didn't stir the sauce. Like you can't just microwave and serve, Curtis.
I stirred the mac and cheese.
No, because all the noodles were not coated, or maybe there wasn't enough sauce. Is it possible that the
cheap on sauce,
the Boston Market people went light on the sauce?
I went for speed instead of taking my time. I apologize.
Right. Well, we'll get to entrees number two and maybe even number three. after 8. But what do you want to talk about news-wise, Danielle?
Well, the president has lowered his death toll estimate from what the original one was. He spoke about this yesterday. He said it's going to be a lot lower than the 100,000 that he predicted initially.
Or if we did nothing, up to 2.2 million people, we're looking at a much lower level than the level of, I hope, than the level of 100,000. So we're going to see. We're going to have to, you can never... Look, you can never do anything about the people that lost their loved ones and lost their friends and, I mean, the great friendships. And I'm not sure a lot of people will ever be the same.
Never going to be the same.
Current model, current modeling, 60,000, right? Mm-hmm. That's about where it is.
Correct.
Should I, you want me to bring up the flu numbers? Or
nope, don't do it.
It's going to cause problems.
Just going to blow up the text line.
2017, 2018. Worst flu season in memory. Mm-hmm. You can look up the numbers.
Did it happen in a month span when the hospital's overwhelmed or no?
There you go, Ken. Attaboy. Attaboy, Ken.
Ken can't help himself.
Nope.
Now you'll never be able to.
It's amazing. The left is rooting for the flu. They are rooting for this virus to be as bad as humanly possible.
By the way, Dr. Boney says this is 10 to 20 times more deadly than the influenza virus, than the flu.
Among certain populations.
Yeah,
Among 10 to 20%.
It is not
deadly.
For me or you, Ken. It's not. If you don't have a respiratory illness, you don't have autoimmune
That's not what he
issues.
Said. That's what Dr. Boney said. 10 to 20% more deadly.
Ken, do you think we should close? This is a serious question. I like to ask questions that might make people think. I know people get very upset. There were some people who were outraged yesterday, but I feel like my job is sometimes to try to make you think.
His answer is yes.
Do you think we should close the schools down every year during flu season?
No. If the hospitals can handle it, we have to do our best to live with it.
Do you know how many children have died from the flu this year in the U.S.?
Again, we have a vaccine.
144.
We have medicines that we were prepared for. We don't have people scrambling for PPE and ventilators.
I'm just asking. We lost 144 children from the flu this year.
Tragic.
Should we shut the schools down the same way we did this time?
I don't think so.
Okay. And part of the reason we're all scrambling for PPEs is because of the hysteria surrounding this illness. All these places, like L.A. and other major metropolitan areas, bought up all of these supplies thinking that they would have a major hotspot, and none of them did. So if they just hadn't spread them to places prior to them needing it, New York and Massachusetts and Louisiana would all be fine.
And I'd like to know, right, I would ask the question, because you brought up the schools, how many kids under the age of 18 have, you know, passed away from the coronavirus? Isn't that number, like, extremely low?
Yeah. Now, to be fair, Ken, you would probably say that the reason why the model has come down and is 60,000 is because of full mitigation, correct?
I think that's a major factor. Cuomo says your models are only as good as the input that's put in. So they're always changing, right? The more info you have, the more accurate the models become.
All right.
This reminds me a lot of Nate Silver's 538 model before the 2016 election.
That's a good comp.
Well, modeling is not an exact science. Correct. That's what we are going to find out, I think. All right, what else, Danielle?
If you're going to go grocery shopping in Washington, D.C., you must wear a mask, no exceptions.
Huh.
Mayor Muriel Bowser announced this yesterday morning. They're going to be enforcing the requirement at the store level, and she wants grocery store workers to be kept safe. She made this announcement at a news conference yesterday.
All of us who want to continue to rely on the supply of food need to do everything in our power to keep them safe. And that includes limiting our trips. So we shouldn't be going to the grocery store every single day. And everything that we're doing is at an attempt to keep the food supply going.
Okay.
All right.
So keep
Good
everybody
idea.
Safe. Keep one, everybody safe.
One trip a week.
One trip a week.
Well, I had to get the frozen food. If you're looking at me, Ken, I had to get the frozen food entrees. So
okay.
How long does this go on for? I mean, like.
Till forever.
Yeah.
No handshakes and masks all the time.
And one trip a week to the grocery store?
It is.
Well, the panic is the reason why people go more than once a week.
And it's all media driven. It has all been from the beginning that we are all going to die. This scary Chinese virus is coming to get you and your family. Hide them. Put them in your basement.
Right.
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Get to the grocery store and get as much as you can because.
It's media driven?
Yes.
That is so offensive, Curtis.
It is media driven. Yes, the hysteria. Look at all the states in this country. There are something like 35 states that have had no issues whatsoever with this.
Curtis, you know how many people died in New York on 9/11? 2,753.
It is so offensive to compare this to 9/11.
Do you know how many people have died in New York? 7,067.
How many of the people that died on 9/11 had pre-existing health conditions that led to their demise?
Oh, so you're minimizing people with...
To compare it to 9/11 is patently offensive.
It's not. It's perspective.
It is not
putting
perspective.
In proper perspective.
No,
no, there's no perspective.
They were in their prime at their work, driving to their... I mean, flying to work, flying somewhere. They were sitting in their office building doing business. They did not...
You think people weren't doing business?
No, that most of these people were retired in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
That is offensive.
It's true. Most of the people that are affected by this are not currently working.
Hey, you, when you look at the numbers, right, and you think...
Worldometer.
No, yeah, I'm going to go to the CDC, right, and as of April 8th, I believe this was, there were 77 new deaths in Massachusetts, okay? And when you look at the number of people, if you go through the list of the 77 people, because they put it up on the CDC as far as people that died, that 90% of these people are 70s, 80s, 90 years old. There's only a handful of people that are, you know, 60 and under.
Yeah.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people out of the 77. And granted, you don't want to see anybody pass away.
Well, when they get a vaccine, do you think everybody is gonna get it? Even I mean, what percentage of people get the flu shot?
I mean, a lot of people. I don't get the flu shot.
I don't either.
63% of the deaths in New York were 70 or older.
Right.
Parents, grandparents, loved ones. I mean, nobody, to minimize that is just.
Well, I don't
to
think
compare
people,
it to people being murdered on 9/11 to right. me is. Patently offensive.
I don't think it's. I don't think you could. You're minimizing that. I think you're making the. You're trying to compare it to a kid that might have been in a building with his mother when she was going to work. That
is one death a less.
No, it's not about one. It's not about one death. I think it's about like for people like me that might their immune systems might be stronger. Okay, is there a chance? Yes, but somebody like my mother who's in the hospital who has cancer right now. Who is 70 years old? She is in the high risk category. This is so
is my mom.
Right. So if something happens, I know if I'm not feeling well, there's a good chance that maybe I'm able to fight through this thing. Right. Mm-hmm. But I can't be around my mother. Right. I mean, I haven't seen my mother and Jesus in like, you know, a month or 3 weeks, however long it's been because of the visitations. But when you start to look at the numbers, those are the people that are in the high-risk category. And the people that are younger that are passing away, they all, not all of them, but a good portion of them have pre-existing conditions.
The issue for me is how are you determining when you're willing to shut everything down? Because there are lots of viruses that end up being dangerous for those people. Nobody wants to put anybody, their parents, their aunts, their uncles at risk. Nobody wants to do that, Ken. But you're doing that during flu season, aren't you?
So you see these graphs with like a big pump? It's
yes,
called
this,
a surge point. It's this, called a peak. It's
I understand that this is a more contagious virus than the flu, than other. I understand that. But aren't there going to be other viruses that are also as contagious? And are we going to do the same thing? I'm just asking you to ask yourself about
I
that.
I hope we're more prepared the next time around.
Okay.
I hope we are.
All right. Do you want to talk to Derek, the Steelers fan? You know he's not going to be happy with you. Hello, Derek.
What an embarrassment! And I, unlike the governor, I do like Ken, and I really do. I think
love
he
you,
has
Derek.
A lot. But guy, people were murdered on September 11th. You understand that,
people
right?
People are murdered by this virus right now.
No, they're not. Nobody's being murdered. So stop it. Okay, people on Flight 93. Had to make a choice. They were under attack, knew they were going to die. Okay? That's a whole different ballgame, which is why I've been telling you all along, God forbid for you, if we are ever faced with an actual, real crisis where this country is under attack. You people with your... And I disagree with the president. I think he's completely wrong calling this a war, comparing it to combat... It's an embarrassment, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Derek, what about shaking hands? You like Ken so much, will you shake hands with him again?
Yeah, I would give him not only Daps, I would give him the biggest man hug he could get right now.
Oh, hard pat on the back.
Trying to get me sick? Kenny. Oh, no, I'm not, actually. I'm trying to get you to wake up, okay? Please with this, Ken. The one thing I will say, I was right. You want to say we can't, you know, shake hands anymore, this or that, but you won't go on the record as saying those wet markets should be no longer.
Yeah, well, I think Ken agrees with that.
I agree with that. I mean, that's honestly, I don't know anything about those. It's beyond my expertise. It sounds like a good idea.
In concept,
I'm with that.
In concept, can we just stop eating wild animals?
Bats, yes.
Seriously.
My wife, she showed me a video on social media, and it was like they just took a bat, dropped it in some hot water, then threw it on the plate.
No, bat tea.
And no, they actually ate, peeled the skin off. It's disgusting.
Was it served with a delicious rotelli pasta in a creamy three cheese sauce?
Quick question, Greg. Can we start the ban on wild animals after the next frozen meal that we have for Wiggy?
Yeah, we're going to get to a couple other frozen meals in a moment. What else is in the news today, Danielle?
The Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said that parts of the economy could reopen by May. He was on with Mad Money host Jim Cramer on CNBC and had this to say.
I do, Jim. I think as soon as the president feels comfortable with the medical issues, we are making everything necessary that American companies and American workers can be open for business and that they have the liquidity that they need to operate their business in the interim.
What do you think about May 1st, that date that they're throwing about? Is that too soon, you think?
I mean, for right now, we're what, April 10th? I think it might be too soon. I'd love to see it open back up by then.
Yeah.
But I'm not super confident that that's going to happen.
Here's a text that says, Ken's concern is coming from a man that couldn't leave the mall parking lot because his two-year-old wouldn't get in the car seat.
I think that's a good comparison,
If it's not May 1st, then when is it, right? So then you push it to June, and now, because we're going to see the numbers coming down. We know that our peak is, I believe, April 18th. Somewhere that's when they're saying. We know that New York's was like April 8th. So you're going to start to see those numbers come down. And by May 1st, those numbers will be down. So then what do you do? Then you push it to June?
Well, I assume that they have a date in mind.
Right.
We're going to talk to the governor in about a half an hour. So Governor Baker will join us at 8:30. And that will be one thing that we can ask. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to call, you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. I will go Instagram Live again for frozen food entree item number 2 and number 3 with Wiggy. Wiggy, you're going to have to put the blindfold on again.
All right. I got it right here.
If you want to join me for Instagram Live, Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you can find me on Instagram. Give me the follow, and we'll be back and see if Wiggy can go 3 for 3 when it comes to identifying the scrumptious frozen food entrees that we are presenting to him next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.